I thought I was being called to the principal's office, to be honest with you, and I wasn't really sure what to expect.
Like, they all said, a lot of realities are setting in, like, oh, we're in a car in the Daytona 500.
He was also very supportive. He would be excited about this.
Mark Caro and PRN's Garage Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Seven-time Cup champ Jimmy Johnson will attempt to run two races for Legacy Motor Club this year, the season-opening Daytona 500 and the Coca-Cola 600. Why only two? Well, that will allow the 49-year-old driver to reach the milestone of 700 career starts, something only 20 other drivers have been able to do. As we told you yesterday, teaming up for the Daytona 500, reigning Xfinity Series champion Justin Allgaier will be the driver for Junior Motorsports and Dale Jr.'s first ever cup race as an owner.
When I got brought into the office to discuss this, I thought I was being called to the principal's office, to be honest with you, and I wasn't really sure what to expect. And I kind of didn't put myself in the position of them offering me the job to drive the car. I just thought they were kind of filling me in on what the plans were for Junior Motorsports. And so when the opportunity was presented to obviously drive the car, and I take a lot of pressure on myself in that moment to see this organization, you know, compete on the Cup Series, something that I am surprised that has never come to fruition before this point.
The other part of the equation for the Chevy that will carry the number 40 is getting exposure for country music star Chris Stapleton and his Traveler whiskey.
Beyond that, I just think it's super cool to see it on the card. Selfishly, I think that's one of the things I wanted out of it the most, is just to see this thing happen. And now, like Dale said, a lot of realities are setting in, like, oh, we're in a car in the Daytona 500 all of a sudden. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see what happens and, you know, enjoy just the whole thing.
Imagine the roar of the engines, the smell of burnt rubber, the electrifying energy of the crowd. It feels like America. It's the Food City 500 NASCAR weekend, April 11th through the 13th. It's racing the way it ought to be. This year, it's a triple header weekend with the thrill of trucks, Xfinity, and Cup racing packed into three heart pounding days. Visit BristolMotorspeedway.com for tickets and details.
The late Dale Earnhardt's Cup team, DEI, made 972 appearances. And when news came, Junior Motorsports was getting ready to make their first start on NASCAR's Top Series, Dale Jr. was asked what his father would have thought if he were alive today.
Well, I hope that he'd be excited about it. I'm sure he would have told us how we should have done it differently, but he was also, you know, always very supportive. You know, so I think he would be excited about this.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, presented by eBay Motors.